Good morning. 7:46 a.m. on Wednesday, October the 9th, 2020. No, yeah, October the 9th, 2024. It's noisy here this morning. I'm having trouble getting settled. 7:46, October the 9th, 2024, a Wednesday. A mostly clear morning. There's a fair amount of cloud around, but a lot of it is high thin cloud. It's not really. Here, I have the phone on airplane mode, Bluetooth shut off, my hearing aids appear to be cranked up to about 25, I'm being deafened by small sounds. They should reset here shortly, but it's because I turned the Bluetooth off, so they can't talk to my phone anymore to adjust themselves too easily. So it takes a bit. Anyway, hi. Yesterday was the day. 6:30. I rolled out of the house here at 6:30 this morning, yesterday morning, and came back around 12:30 in the afternoon. That was a long morning. The dealership found several things that it needed to take care of. In addition to the covered warranty work for the recall, I should have anticipated that, and I didn't. I probably should have taken advantage of the shuttle. Had I realized it was going to be 6 hours instead of three, I probably would have. But the upside was the chairs were comfy. There was coffee, although it was questionable. Ever so slightly specious. But it was coffee. And I had a good book. I spent something around 5 hours closer to six reading book two of Wandering In. And pretty much enjoyed all of it. It was not the most interesting surroundings, but it was, I was in the book. I was just deep in the book. Didn't matter. Oh, here comes the neighbor. I don't usually see him this far down. Well, that's not true. I think the last time I saw him, I was down here. Morning. It's gonna get cold. Gonna get cold, ain't it?
What's that?
Gonna get cold, ain't it?
Can hardly wait. It's hot weather.
I can
be burned out.
I can do that. I can hear you. Have a great day. It is going to get cold. It's not terrible cold here. It's only 44. 44 feels like 44. Light wind. So anyway, yeah, they did a lot of extra work that I wasn't anticipating doing. The upside was, most of it was labor charges. They went through and checked off the 100,000 mile routine maintenance tasks. The car is not so old that they didn't have the parts ready to hand. So yeah, that's... I keep forgetting to take that into consideration when I take the van in for service. The van, you know, if all I need is an oil change, fine. If I need anything else, there's no way in the world that they stock those parts. They have to be ordered from some sort of central warehouse, shipped up, and yeah, it's time. I hate to give up on a car that works, that runs good, but it's like, yeah, I don't dare anymore. So the Kia, all of the pending tasks related to acquiring the Kia and getting it on the road have all been taken care of. It's got its tags. We've got the title. It's had its recall service. It's at its 100,000 mile checkup and had all of the routine maintenance work done for that. And the next maintenance milestone is 150, which I may not live long enough to see given how little we drive here anymore. A couple of the signs have been set back up again. Not all of them, but some of them. So I came home and just collapsed yesterday. It was I was kind of surprised at how much it took out of me just to sit there for 6 hours. Made the laziest dinner I possibly could have imagined last night. No, that's not true. I can think of a lot lazier. I can think of a lot lazier ones. This tar looks good. You did a good job repaving the cul-de-sac. Morning sounds so noisy. I think it's just because my hearing aids got turned up. Can I turn them down? Yeah, a little bit. That's a little better. I'm so used to using the phone to control the hearing aids that I don't think too much about how to use the little buttons on the hearing aids themselves to adjust the audio or whatever. It could be that it's just really noisy this morning. West 20th was... miserable. Oh, sun. Hello. Starts a long eastern reach here. Headed for the Monk Post. Sun is in my eyes. Which is good, because it means it's shining on me. And warmth feels good for a change. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. Monk Post. So, yeah, I played X4 in the afternoon for a couple hours. Fixed dinner, sat down after dinner, and took a nap. I can't believe it. Oh, I think that's a trash truck trying to dump the trash. I keep hearing this thump, thump, thump. I think they're... Yeah, it's been busy. They have this automatic. They probably have it everywhere now. They have this pickup arm that grabs a hold of the trash can and picks it up and bangs it on the top of the trash truck to dump the trash out. Bang, bang, put it down. Pick it up, bang, bang, put it down. And it is trash day. That's what it does, I can hear it. Come on, Dice. My legs are complaining. It's like you had the day off yesterday, guys. Come on. It's a beautiful morning, though. Holy cow. When I looked out earlier, before the sun got up, and it was still dark, so I couldn't really see too well, but it looked kind of dreary. I had to look twice. I thought the fence was wet from rain or something. No, it's just the discoloration that's happened over time. Top has got a little bit darker than the bottom. I like the look. I like that weathered look. It looks right to me. I'm probably not doing myself any favors by not at least staining it or something, but I like the natural look. Stagger along here, sorry. Just a lot of the trees have started changing. Oh, there's a really big, really red maple. Maple? Whatever it is. Something. Sun shining on it. It's down at the end of the block. Yeah, looking back, it's really astonishing when it's astonishing how much brighter they are when the sun shines on them. No, not really, but it really does show them off in good shape. Good tunes this morning. Jefferson Starship. I guess it was Jefferson Airplane then. Grace Like White Rabbit. I keep thinking of what would... Who would Ishmael think of some of this music? What would... If he's loaded up his little music player, and he's sitting there in the bridge in an unmoving sky. Morning, where he knows he's going. Hundreds, if not thousands of kilometers a second, but the sky does not move. What a song like White Rabbit would sound like. What would you make of that? Robin Trower. White Rabbit is so full of references, allusions. It's always struck me that Alice in Wonderland is sort of that kind of psychedelic trip before there was the widely successful psychedelic art movement 100 years later. When was Alice in Wonderland? 1860? 1880? I don't know. I don't remember, and I'm not going to look it up now because my phone's on airplane mode. Remember what the Dormouse said. What the hell is a Dormouse? No, I know what a Dormouse is. It's like... What would that sound like? What images would that bring up for him? For that matter, Roger Mulligan. What do you think of this music that's two generations behind him in terms of when you think about his age versus, which is mid-30s, versus my age, which is rapidly approaching mid-70s, a 40-year difference between him and me, two generations, basically. VMB, I wonder what that means. White paint on the asphalt there beside the sidewalk, right in front of a little white car that is regularly parked right in that spot. I wonder if he's reserving a space. No, that looks. That looks grim. There's a bunch of safety glass here on the side of the road. Something got broken into. Or out of. Dropped. Maybe it's just because it's coming up on my birthday. I'm thinking a lot about what has happened. What life was like as a 17-year-old in high school, my senior year in high school. Looking down the figurative barrel of Vietnam. First hearing psychedelic music, first getting a glimpse of a whole different world than I knew of. The Beatles, my God, the Beatles. Abbey Road, the White Album, so much different than the Ed Sullivan, I Want to Hold Your Hand, Beatles. And I had no idea about Cream. I had no idea about Eric Clapton. I knew Dave Brubeck. Still like Dave Brubeck. I think I have a CD of. I should rip that sucker out of the phone, because the album, Take Five, is that the name of the album? I think so. Anyway, Take Five is on an album, and I have the album on CD. Pretty sure. But yeah, Take Five. Those days I thought Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass were like wonderful. And they were. I went to Kodiak. Oh my God. I'm coming up on it. There's a guy here standing on the corner. Morning. Good morning. You smell something good? And your little dog, too. Yeah, and then I went to Kodiak. Well, I was 19 when I went to Kodiak. Holy shit. Anyway. It's 10 a.m. and here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And, well, with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.